has Nether actually counts?
Who?
A 5-year-old's Nether actually counts?
No, why are you saying that?
Because we're saying of a 12-year-old, how is that any different? They're both cut down,
A year before Bar
No,
Mitzvah, Bat Mitzvah.
we
Yeah.
try and train them not to. Oh, you're saying it does, it's not actually relevant, it's just.
Correct. We don't want to train them not to. So that's yeah. Yeah, okay, so let's see. Simen Samach Ches Din Tfilas HaDerech V'Shar HaDvarim Shetzirichim Lizor BaDerech. Travel. Travel halachas. Uboy Yud Beis Sifim. How far are we going here, Naftali?
Through Zion.
Through Zion. Okay. So, Hayotze LaDerech, somebody who's traveling, Bein MiBeisai, whether he's going from his house, Bein MiMakom Shehayolam BaDerech, or he's going in a place that he's sleeping in the road, V'chein B'chazarasa LaBeisai, when he comes back home, L'achas Sheyotze Mibura Shel Ir, after he goes out from the, literally from the pregnant part of the city, meaning from the outside part of the city, Dahainu, Shivim Amos, Shnei Shlishei Amos, that's 70 Amos and 2/3 of an Amos, L'achas Shekolu Kolabotim, after the last houses, right? Tfilas Aderech, he says it in a lashon Rabim. Rak v'titneinu v'titneini l'chein, right? And he says Omer b'lashon yachid, because if he's going for himself, it's only l'lashon yachid. V'yarsa toiv la'omra, and it's best to say la'achas shiyotze mil mi bura shalir, after he goes out a mil from the bura shalir. Once he's on the road, v'lon be'ezeh ir, and he sleeps in a city, yachal amar b'boker gam koydim sheyetze, before he leaves. Meaning, normally you don't say it till you get at least outside of a mil outside of the city. But if you're traveling for multiple days, then you have to then you have then you don't have to wait until you're outside of the city. Let's say you're going upstate, and you sleep in a hotel, so you can say it. You could say it in the hotel before you leave, because it's considered like you're traveling. Fine. Bays ain't lespaloisa ella imkain yeshu leleches lchol apachas parsa. See, it's technical. You don't make it unless you're a mil out of the city. But if you're not traveling a parsa, which is 4 mil, then you don't travel. Then you don't say it, right? Meaning you have to travel a certain amount, and but you don't. That's one, in order to say to us there, but you don't say until you're a little bit out of the city. L'chatchila, you should say it within the first parsa. V'im, if you forget, then you can say it at anisman, that you're on the way. As long as you're not within a parsa that's closest to the city, shahu writes a lullaby that you want to go in, right? So then, fine. Meaning, as long as up until then, you are, let's say there's Lamasha, you're going upstate. So as, if you forgot to say Tfilas HaDerech, then as long as you are not within a parsa, which is 4 mil of your destination, you could still say Tfilas HaDerech. Gimel, Tfilas HaDerech too.
Going upstate, what would you say?
So that's a problem. Well, let's hold off on that, but let's hold off until we get, well, I don't know, maybe this is the time to say it. Yeah, I
Why
guess,
not? I mean, even before destination, you can be already inside the city.
no, what do you mean?
Even 4 mil till your destination can be already inside the city.
Hold on 1 second.
I don't hear you. Am I missing something?
No, he takes a pause.
Sorry about that. No, I'm just somebody came by the car to say hello. Anyway, so what we the tefillas haderech, you have to. The problem is, how do you say leaving a city nowadays when it's all houses? Everything is houses, houses, houses. Right? Right, meaning how can you call, how can you say, let's say you're going to Brooklyn, right? So should you say Tfilas HaDerech going to Brooklyn? Right? No? Anybody there?
Yeah,
You're in
yeah, yeah.
Lakewood.
No, you shouldn't. You didn't leave
You're in
the city.
Lakewood,
There's a
yeah.
difference between Brooklyn
You're
and upstate. There's a difference between Brooklyn and out and Woodburn.
Yeah, but going to Brooklyn, you're more than a mil, 4 mil from Farakway.
You are, but the problem is it's all houses.
Without traffic, it could take 20 minutes.
It's still, it's not, I see, that's the question. Is this a din in houses? Is it a din in just travel? Because also it's a din, is it a din in mil and walking, or is it a, or is it a, is it a time measurement, or is it a distance measurement, right?
Well,
Isn't a mill, isn't a
if you're going by
mill over here, it
time,
says
if you're
8,000
going by time,
kilometers.
it's you're always saying it.
Right. If you
Definitely
go with
can't be
time,
by
you know that.
time.
Yeah. From what I understand, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said it from Brooklyn to Manhattan because he said he went over a bridge. And we take it for granted that you go over a bridge, but that's not Poshet. Right? Let's say in the country, you go from Monticello to whatever, you're going from one city to another city. Right, so
You
be
going from
may
here to the city, you should say it.
no, because the problem is that it's all houses. So if you go with that, if you go with that, that it's all houses, then it's really schwer. I don't say the Lakewood anymore. I used to, and then I stopped because it's all houses everywhere. You want to say, you could say it without Hashem's name.
What
So
does
you
it
do it 3 times a week now.
what
Yes,
does
that's
it
true.
mean
I
that
don't say it.
what does it mean it's all houses? Meaning houses on the side of the highway, meaning there is no
Yes.
way to get to the house unless you drive like 5, 10 mil until the next exit.
No, every exit. First of all, there's not that many, that much distance between each exit, and you can get off the exit, and to the right and left of the highway are houses. You just have to go off on the right.
No, many times it's commercial area. Many
So
times it's
it's
commercial
commercial.
area.
The garden
Commercial
thing.
area is
also fine. Commercial areas also is buildings. It's not considered the wilderness. The reason for in the
Garden State
Lashon
Parkway. Garden
Tefillas
State
HaDerech.
Parkway.
Even the Garden State Parkway, every exit, every few miles, you have an exit, and there's buildings all the way around. But I'm not saying, listen, there are many that the Mishnah Brura is the one that doesn't, that brings up the Chumrah, right? There are many others that say it doesn't make a difference. If you're traveling on the way, and right now there's no houses, even though you know that right off to the half a mile down the road is a house, but right now you don't see houses, so then you don't see houses, then it's fine. Right? So, whatever. That's that is the big tumult with saying Tfilas HaDerech Bichlal. I personally, when I go upstate, for all those that are familiar, I won't say it until after Sloatsburg. There is Mamish, it's like around 20 miles, I don't know, 10, 15 miles of no houses whatsoever. That's what I do.
So you
But
shouldn't say it when you start knowing that you're going to be passing Sloatsburg.
no, because you don't, you didn't, you haven't traveled out of the city.
But you're going to. It's part of your whole it's
Right.
part of your whole trip.
Yeah, but do we see here that until you're a mil out of the city, you shouldn't say it?
I think the city requires to say it because of yellow taxes.
Because what?
Yellow taxes.
Oh, yellow taxi. That's true. That's a
That's
good
worse
point.
than 9 months.
Oh, that's a good point. Meaning, Tfilas HaDerech really is from Chayes, Royes, Listim, Peronius,
And
which is.
Mansi, all these animals running around
No,
and
but
dark.
really, it's really not. It's because you're in the wilderness and no police and there's no people, so it's a sakana, right? But if you're in,
Yeah.
if you're within society, then the sakanas that the Tfilas HaDerech is about is not what we're, is
Both
not what we're
Haverim, and
touching.
they're there within 10, 5, 10 minutes, wherever you are.
Right. So
You're
then
going
that's
East New
really.
York, or if you're going down through East New York, then you should say it.
What?
You're going to East New York, you should say
Yeah,
it.
no,
You're
see, that's
scared,
the thing. So
whatever.
Rav Shama Zalman, I think it's Rav Shama Zalman who says, yeah, you can say Tfilas HaDerech because anytime you get in a car, it's a sakana. Anytime you go more than 40, 50 miles an hour, it's a potential.
If you really believe it, then you should really not be driving. Yeah? If you really believe that it's such a sakana, then.
And a Hanami. So that's what the Paiskim
Yeah.
do say. The Paiskim do say that had the Chachamim been around when the cars were created, they would have banned driving. Yeah.
When you're realizing you can't just stop and drive. You're driving, you're going somewhere to stop for a joyride. That's you can't just do that.
Yeah.
If you're going to Palisades, you should have a long stretch well before Sluttsburg.
No.
No,
No.
you don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Okay, whatever. We can argue
It's
that out.
only 2. He's saying article is saying 4 mil is 2.4 between 2.4 and 2.87 miles. Not that much.
No, but the problem is that the exits have also. That's what I'm saying.
You don't have a 2 miles between exits?
You do, but
In the
if you get
Palisades?
off, there are houses to the sides of
Right
each.
there, see, right off the highway, right here.
Correct.
Okay,
Correct. Yeah.
so do
I'm
Sluttsburg
not saying, I'm saying I'm a
then.
little bit extreme, as everybody knows that I am with brachas or lack thereof or whatever. But I'm just saying it's all part of the hak, as they say, with Tfilas HaDerech.
1 second, do you pull off and you make Al-Nichya
That's the next din right now coming up. Yeah. I listen,
also?
anytime there's a Suffolk eating, I'm on board with that. Yeah. So Tfilas HaDerech, Tzrichin La'amra Samach LeBracha Acheres. Tfilas HaDerech, you're supposed to say it next to another bracha. V'lechein, if somebody goes out in the morning, V'aymer B'derech Birchas HaShachar, and he says Birchas HaShachar, Oisha Yolon B'derech Be'ezeh Yer, or he slept in a city, Sh'az Yoch Alemer Tfilas HaDerech Gam Koidem She'yetzeh, because then you could say Tfilas HaDerech even before you left. V'aymer, and he says, Afilu Koidem She'yetzeh Birchas HaShachar, and he says before he goes, Birchas HaShachar, Yoimra Acha Birchas HaGoymel, Chasadim tovim lama Yisrael. Say it right after a goyim chasadim tovim lama Yisrael. V'mhaylech la'achar atfila mebeisa. And if he goes after davening to his house, yoichal lo yishta ezed dover al aderech. He should eat and drink something on the way. Yivarech bracha achroina and make a bracha achroina. V'samach lo yoimer tefilas aderech. Or yatul mayim or go to the bathroom. Yivarech hashayatz v'yisnuchala and then make a bracha smucha l'chava. So it's interesting because. This is a chumrah, it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's like this one, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about this. It's brought in the Achronim. Fine. Whether you should do it or not, my father was not makpid, but fine.
I mean,
Correct,
it's a neitzah to do it lachatchila.
correct. But the question is, do we have to do all these types of
It's the same
eitzahs?
for like a kind of Torah. Yeah,
What?
same as a kind of surah after a shit sar.
Yeah.
Burn a
Yeah,
cautious is enough. I thought I'll miss you.
but you want a longer bracha, right? He says Alamichia, doesn't he? No, he says Yoichalo Yishta. He says both. Yeah, I think
A
Burn
drink,
Yishta.
a drink.
Yeah,
I thought that
it's.
burn flush is not enough.
So that's what some say. That's what some say. Okay, Dal Yesh Amar Bamida, you should say it standing up. That's another thing. Who pulls over to say it? He's supposed to stop. He's supposed to stop. And the stipler, when he went from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, used to stop by the Coca-Cola factory, get out of the car, say Tfilas HaDerech. If he's riding or going in a wagon, if you could stop the animal, then stop. Yamida Mashum Dereichik Dummy, stop because riding is like walking. Vimlav, and if not, I'm rakach, then you should just say it's sitting, which is what many people do. Now, this interesting thing, most Paiskim I spoke to say one person should not be mitzi others in Tfilas HaDerech. Each person should say it themselves. But I don't know. I don't know what the meaning is. Fine. You only say it once a day. Get this question all the time. People are traveling and they have to drive to the airport and then they get on a plane. So you only say it once a day, or if you have a stopover. But if you slept in a city or you stopped in a city, assuming you're going to sleep, and after that you went out and you left to the other city, right? Or you went home. Then you do have to say it because you gave up on it. If you're going during the day and at night, or you were sleeping where in a place that was not, you just decide to pull over and fall asleep. So the first time you say, meaning the first day you travel, you say with the chasima. The other days you say without chasima. He calls man shaloi lon v'makom yishuv. As long as you didn't sleep in a place that has people, that's called one big travel. Like, so if you're taking if you're flying from Los Angeles with a stopover, an overnight flight, and a stopover in Kennedy for a few hours, and then going to Eretz Yisrael, then you don't then you say it without Hashem's name or without the chasim. Before you go on the way, you have to give tzedakah. You should put tzedek in front of you, and you should put before you put your feet down. You should go to the gedolim in the city, and you should that they should give you a brach. And you should try and get a few people to be malava. So that's why people there's such a concept of going to the rebbe, to say tzeisim l'shalom. From malavas chaverik ishu parish menu, and if you're escorting somebody, tzarich lamed b'makaymoi. Yeah, you're supposed to stand in your place until the person traveling goes out, goes further than his eyes. Right? Meaning, when you're walking somebody to the door who's leaving, you're not supposed to just walk into the door and then turn around. It's just to wait outside until his car leaves. Don't say go in peace. Go to peace. Sharei David amar lav shalom leich bishalom. He said go in peace. Halach v'nissan, he went and he got hung. V'yisra shamer l'maisha leich lishalom olav etzliach. When he said leich lishalom, he said to be matzliach. Kishu b'derech, when he's in the derech, yasek b'toyra, he should be Isaac in toyra. Shenemar v'letcha v'derech. V'yomer b'chol yoyim eze mizmarei tehillim v'kavona v'achna. He should say mizmarei tehillim with kavona and hachna. V'yizar she'il like pasima, and he should be careful that he has bread with him, afilo hoylach b'makom karav, even if he's going in a short trip. Gam yeshigach imoy tzitzis, he should also take tzitzis, shematifso loy tzitza, maybe your tzitzis is going to become possible, loy yasek echers, he won't get another one, yisbatam a mitzvah. It's interesting, we don't really do this. The Mishnah Berurah also says you should bring your talis, and anybody who drives to Lakewood at night, you ever heard of anybody taking the talis? It's not, yeah.
I mean, because now every show has.
Yeah, wherever we're going, you're gonna get, right? Lightly, we can't understand the bechitay. A person should come in bechitay, be yetsi bechitay, and go out bechitay pirish. Because you can't arvus lebeis amalayin when he comes at night to the hotel. You can't ba'id chama zerachis. You should come when it's still day. Ulamachar, and the next day yamten ad netzachama. Wait till netzachama, be yetsi and go. Va'az toiv loy k'moy shenemar. Then it's good k'moy shenemar. Yara lekimas orki toiv. Lo yoichal harbe k'shu b'derek. Don't eat a lot when you're traveling, because that can cause you to have digestive issues. Zayin b'achsanya shu oichal shama, when a place where a person's sleeping, and the place that he's sleeping when he's eating there, tzarech l'dakdik im habal abayis v'anchi beisa hema k'shen b'namonu. You have to know whether the guy that you're eating by is kosher. V'im roitza lechol bosa v'makom sheni yadu alayin. If he wants to eat meat in a place he doesn't know about, tzarech l'achkar v'lidrash heitev, you have to look into it. Miu ha-shaychit, who's the shaychit? Umihu harabim mashkiach halav, and who's the mashkiach? Kibbutz v'aseinu harabim rabba hamachshela. With our many averas, a lot of people trip up. V'maschil yavin, and somebody who has seichel will understand. Because shekain b'yayin with wine, asheba v'aseinu harabim rabba umesvartzim. There's many many that mess up with wine because all you need is a guy to pour it, and then the whole thing is no good. Utzrichin chakira v'drisha, and you need all sorts of chakira and and Drisha. Yeah. Okay. So then we'll stop. We'll stop over there. All right. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Have a great
See you.
Travis.
Okay. Zaga,
Is
zaga.
that why people, when they travel, they always bring their tool with them? And that's something.